from the world-famous city of New Orleans, it's the Black and Blue Report. Starring Daniel Salerson. D-Dub in the Black and Blue Orchestra.
Yeah.
And the Benchwarmers. Today's special guests include the New Orleans Saints, the New Orleans Pelicans, and whoever else we could get to stop by. Online and worldwide, it's the Black and Blue Report. Live, sort of, from Studio B, here's Daniel Salerson.
Happy Tuesday, everyone, and welcome into the Black and Blue Report. I'm Daniel Salerson. I hope everyone had a great holiday weekend. Before I start, just want to thank all those who have served or are currently serving in our U.S. military and for sacrificing your lives to protect us. It was a busy weekend for me. I was out of the country celebrating the wedding of Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. What a beautiful ceremony. I sat next to celebrities such as Jay-Z, Beyonce, and of course, Sean Kelly. We both had the steak, in case you were wondering there. A lot of things happened in the sports world, though, over the weekend. The last time we chatted, the Heat and Pacers were tied at one game apiece in the Eastern Conference Finals, but now the Heat are one game away from playing in their fourth straight NBA Finals. The Heat beat the Pacers last night 102-90, and it looks like time is running out for the top seed, Indiana. Over in the Western Conference, it looked like the Spurs were cruising to their second straight trip to the NBA Finals, but the Thunder had other plans as they put a whooping on the Spurs Sunday night 106-97. And we'll look to even up the series tonight in Oklahoma City. Serge Ibaka, who the Thunder said could miss the rest of the playoffs with a calf injury, came back on Sunday playing 30 minutes and scoring 15 points, grabbed 7 rebounds, and blocked 4 shots. So Serge Ibaka doing his best Walt Frazier impression this weekend, and the Thunder still very much alive in this Western Conference showdown. Again, Game 4 tonight at 8 p.m. Central Time on TNT. For all you baseball fans, we had a no-hitter on Sunday afternoon. Josh Beckett of the L.A. Dodgers threw his first no-hitter of his career in the first no-hitter of the 2014 season. The last Dodger to throw a no-hitter was Hideo Nomo back in 1996, and last night the Dodgers almost made history as Hyun-Jin Ryu had a no-no and perfect game through 7 innings until Cincinnati's Todd Frazier broke it up in the 8th. Also, college baseball completed conference tournaments this weekend, and congrats to LSU, who won the 2014 SEC baseball tournament, outscoring opponents 31-4 over the weekend. They'll have an in-state foe as their opponent on Friday as Southeastern Louisiana won the Southland Championship and will face LSU Friday afternoon in the Baton Rouge Regional. Also, Louisiana Lafayette will be hosting a regional this weekend after winning the Sun Belt Championship on Sunday. The Raging Cajuns finished the regular season 53-7 and will face Jackson State on Friday night. So congratulate to those three teams for making the postseason. And also congratulations to my alma mater, Georgia Southern, who made the baseball postseason as well and will face Florida State on Friday night. Yes, I'm hosting. I'll throw that in there. Cheap plug for Georgia Southern there. All right. Well, I think everyone, including myself, is still recovering from the long holiday weekend. So today's going to be a pretty laid-back show. We got a bunch of interviews from last Wednesday at the Ben Grubbs Charity Softball Tournament. We played you 3 of those interviews on Thursday. And so today we'll play the other 3 from that night. You'll hear from Keenan Lewis, Zach Streif, and Kenny Stills on the program. And of course, you can watch all of these interviews anytime at NewOrleansSaints.com. All right, so let's get started. Coming up next, you'll hear from Keenan Lewis and Zach Streif on the Tuesday edition of the Black and Blue Report.
As one Entergy customer to another, I have a tip for you. Download the free Entergy app. If my power goes out, I check the app. The outage maps let me know what's happening and when to expect my lights back on. It also makes it easy to pay my bill and manage my account, all right from my smartphone. Download the app today or visit EntergyApp.com for more information. Giving me control in the palm of my hand, that's the power of people. Entergy.
Lotto is all across Louisiana, with cash jackpots starting at $250,000. That's a whole lot of cash.
It's a whole lot of cash.
And right now, it's a lot more fun. Lotto Lanyap. Buy a $5 single draw lotto ticket. Get a raffle entry to win up to $50,000. Lotto Lanyap. A lot more cash and a lot more fun. You must be at least 21 to purchase.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Daniel Salerson. As mentioned in the previous segment, I wanted to play you some more of the interviews from last week's Ben Grubbs charity softball game. It was a good chance for us to catch up with some of the players that we haven't heard from in a while. Up first, Keenan Lewis, who gives us an update on his offseason and what he thinks of the revamped secondary.
You feel as a team you're a little bit closer to getting where you want to get?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we lost some key guys on defense, Malcolm Jenkins and Roman Hoffman, those guys, but we also added some great players as well, so I'm excited to see where it takes us.
Keenan, I walked up late with Champ Bailey. I know you were excited about getting him in the mix, right?
Yeah, definitely. That's a guy I'm going to try to pick his brain every day to see. A guy who did it for 15 seasons at an all-pro level.
As always,
couldn't ask for nothing.
How's he kind of simulating? Veteran leaders already?
Yeah, I'm definitely, shy to talk to him. There's so much respect the guy for what he has done, and just glad to have him with the team.
Ken, how much better do you think you guys got this offseason?
We definitely got better, you know. I wouldn't say we added the pieces that we missed, but I don't feel like we had no pieces missing. But we got some of those younger guys from those different schools going to help us come in and win.
Do you really feel the secondary can be one of the strengths of this team? Obviously, it's a talented defense overall, but really that back four?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's hard to number two pad defense last year, but I'm pretty sure we'll be ready, you know, compete and be one of the best in the league.
And with Jarris coming on board as well, just what else can he bring to this defense?
I'm scared to have him back there. I hope he just don't get in the way and take all the intercepts. That's a ball hog type of guy. Great to work with. I had an opportunity to play with him in college, so glad to have him as a teammate.
Did he steal the interceptions?
He definitely, you got to watch that guy. He'll have a lot of intercepts, I can promise you that.
Yeah, you didn't meet your goal last year. Is he going to make this harder for you?
He going to make it hard?
I'm pretty sure
he's going to make it real hard for me.
Well, this next guy won't be catching interceptions because he's an offensive lineman. Zach Strief talked to the media as well Wednesday on the offseason and his teammate, Teron Armstead.
How's the offseason?
It's been good. Been real good. Everyone's been in. Guys are working really hard. You know, we've been healthy so far, which is always important. And I think there's a really kind of good feeling, you know, with this group so far.
After you have built an NFL draft, and you guys see the players that are coming and going to the rookie camps, how anxious are you to get OTAs and to see everyone out there all together and see how it looks?
Yeah, I mean, we're looking forward to next week. I think always right around this time of the year, it's been a long time since we put a helmet on. And all this stuff is not football. It's other stuff, and it's always good to get back into it. And you know, it'll be good to see these guys that right now we basically know as bench pressers and squatters, see what they can do on the field.
Are you anxious to see how Teron comes back and knowing he's the guy to beat at that left position? It's the first time he's had to come back in that position now.
I think Teron has had a really good offseason. But again, the one thing that's hard with linemen, it's very hard to see anything from an offensive lineman in helmets. But I have a lot of faith in Teron. I think he's going to have a big year.
Okay, when we come back, we'll hear from Saints wide receiver Kenny Stills. You're listening to the Black and Blue Report.
Okay, you've just been told you have a serious heart issue. Congestive heart failure, a valve problem, a complex rhythm disorder. Now what? At Ochsner, we suggest you take a moment and do some research. When you do, you'll find Ochsner Medical Center has the only heart program in the region ranked among the nation's best by U.S. News & World Report. We routinely treat the most complex cases with revolutionary procedures such as surgical and non-surgical valve replacements and the total artificial heart. And we have the largest, most comprehensive program for treating arrhythmias in the Gulf South, offering options not available elsewhere in the region. At the end of the day, the most important thing to hear is,
I just saw your test results, and they look great. No problems.
Leading edge care. Just one more reason to choose an Ochsner-affiliated physician. For an appointment, visit Ochsner.org or call 1-866-OCHSNER. That's O-C-H-S-N-E-R. Ochsner. Healthcare with peace of mind.
Hey there. What you having?
What kind of specials do you have today?
Well, tonight we're doing $2 benzene and tonics, $4 lemon arsenics, and $5 beryllium bombs.
Wait, what? Those don't sound like drinks. They sound like types of poison.
Well, it's a fine line. Besides, this is a smoky bar. What do you think we're all breathing in right now?
I don't know. Nicotine?
Listen, I'm gonna hook you up. you're not really living until you've had a formaldehyde martini.
Yeah, I'm going home.
Secondhand smoke does more than just stink. It costs Louisiana thousands of lives and contains dozens of harmful chemicals that lead to things like emphysema, heart disease, and lung cancer. Learn what's being done to protect all Louisianans in bars and gaming facilities at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Well, if you ask me, Kenny Stills was one of the rookies that impressed me the most last season, not just for the Saints, but in the entire league. He caught 32 passes for over 600 yards and scored 5 touchdowns. He also participated in the softball game last week and spoke to reporters about avoiding a sophomore slump, his rookie season, and his new teammate, Brandon Cooks.
Having a full year under your belt now, how much more comfortable, more confident are you heading into year two?
It's just, I still have a lot to learn, but, you know, I'm definitely a little bit more comfortable around the guys and the stuff I'm learning. There's so much I can still learn about this offense, and that's what I'm focused on this offseason. I've gained a few pounds, and I'm just excited to get back out there and play football again.
The draft that just passed, when you see these young guys, these new teammates, going through what you just went through, how excited are you for them and with the addition of Brandon to your receiving corps?
Yeah. You know, first, just talking about Brandon, you know, he's a great player. I'm very excited to have him. Just watching things that he did in college, I know he's going to help this offense a lot. And then just my friends that went through this draft process this past year, you know, I tried to tell them and coach them as much as I could about what I went through and different things for them to do and not to do. And so I'm happy it's over with. I'm happy they're all with teams, and, you know, I'm excited for them.
You said there's more that you can learn. You think there's more that you can do?
I mean, there's definitely more that I can do. I mean, always more that you can do. Like I said, I'm learning as much as I can, and wherever they put me, I'm going to be prepared to make plays.
Words like championship potential are thrown around here. Just what's the makeup of this team, the mentality heading into this year?
You know, I feel like this team has come to expect championships, and that's what we work toward. And so it's always thrown around even with us. And it's not just the fans, and it's not just the people surrounding the Saints. You know, we believe in that, and that's what we hope to do.
How much will you challenge Brandon when he gets here on being a first-year pro, having gone through it already 1 year?
As much as he wants to talk to me, you know, if Brandon, you know, asks for help, then I'll help him. But, you know, some guys, one of my best friends that went through this process was at Oklahoma, and then he went through the process this past year, Brandon Clay, and, you know, he didn't ask me for any help. So it just depends on, you know, what guy it is, and if he wants help, then I'm here to help him. You know, I'm one of the outgoing guys that wants to talk, and so I'm more than happy to, you know, walk him through the process.
Is it exciting knowing that you have a new guy that maybe lining up next to you or opposite you on an offense that's already explosive?
Oh, yeah. You know, I've seen his highlights. I watched him play a little bit, you know, over this past year, and see the things that he can do and the type of plays that he makes and, you know, his explosiveness as a player. Who doesn't get excited about that, you know? So it's going to be a fun season for us as an offense, and, you know, we get our guy Jimmy back, like you said, and things are going to be going well.
The second time around for you, comfort level even more, I imagine. You know, you got to be looking forward to the second year in the NFL.
Yeah. Definitely. You know, in college, your second year, they expect you to have a sophomore slump, and so that's kind of the mentality I took to this offseason, making sure, like in college, you don't have a sophomore slump. And for me, just to continue to build and get better. And like I said, you know, I gained a few pounds, and my head's been in this playbook, and I'm so focused just on football and enjoying myself and having fun. And so I can't wait for us to get going. I just, you know, pray that I can stay healthy and that, you know, this team will do good things.
I thought it was the year two leap.
Nah. I mean, I guess I was a little bit of a problem in college my freshman year, so they expected me to have a little slump, and so that's kind of what they put in my head. And that negativity always has driven me, so that's what I like to.
How did you do your second year?
I don't remember. And it's neither here nor there with what's going on in the NFL, and so I'm excited.
You pretty much played Y last year, will pretty much play Y this year. I mean, even though the parts, what's that?
Z.
Okay. Right. But even when you were running the deep routes and catching the deep ball, I mean, it's still the same. Those are just the routes you ran from that position.
Yeah, you know, Coach Payton does a good job of using us everywhere. So, you know, he puts us inside, outside, has me running this route and that route, clearing out. So it just depends on what he wants me to do. And so, you know, wherever they put me, I'm going to prepare myself to go out there and make big plays.
Again, you can catch all the interviews from last Wednesday's game by logging on to NewOrleansSaints.com or by using the Saints mobile app. Don't go anywhere. I'll wrap up today's show next.
All-Star Electric is lighting up the future with the latest in LED lighting. All-Star Electric specializes in the installation and conversion of the newest LED lighting products. This lasting investment is virtually maintenance-free and offers significant savings on your next electricity bill.
This is Tim Blanchard, president of All-Star Electric. Let us evaluate your building, parking lot, or home for an LED conversion, because we know we can save you some money.
Your Pelicans, led by All-Star Anthony Davis, are on their way to becoming playoff contenders, and you'll want to be there to witness it. Newly released seat locations will be available for the public to check out for the first time at our Select a Seat event on Saturday, June 14th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Smoothie King Center. Ticket packages start as low as $150. Visit Pelicans.com or call 504-525-HOOPE for more info, and take flight with your New Orleans Pelicans.
Welcome back to the Black and Blue Report.
Pretty laid-back show today, but it was a good one. Good to hear from Keenan Lewis, Zach Streep, and Kenny Stills. There will be plenty of Saints talk this week as the Saints will start OTAs, and New Orleans Saints.com senior writer John DeShazer will be on the show this week to preview and recap the OTAs. Plus, we'll have more NBA talk as we're getting closer and closer to the NBA Finals. And again, just like the intro says, you never know who will stop by. The one thing I do know is I'll be hosting all week long, and I look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow. You can find the show on both the Pelicans and Saints websites, both mobile apps, and you can also have the show downloaded to your phone or tablet through iTunes. Follow the show on Twitter at BlackBlueReport, and you can follow me at DSalerson. I'll be back right here tomorrow for the Wednesday edition of the Black and Blue Report, and until then, I'm Daniel Salerson. Have a terrific rest of your Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to this edition of the Black and Blue Report. If all goes well, we'll be back tomorrow. Tune in each weekday at 12 p.m. or at your convenience exclusively online at NewOrleansSaints.com and Pelicans.com. Follow your teams direct from the source, the Black and Blue Report.